Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So in this video I want to talk to you about what to do when it feels like you're not really moving forward.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. So, I've been feeling like this myself for the last couple of days. Like, I think it's probably lockdown, but I can't be bothered doing anything. I mean, what's the point? Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, go on a diet, lose some weight, you know, for why? You're not going anywhere in the next few months. Why are you worried about that? You know, it's really hard. I get it. I totally get it. And I go through these often myself. I'm just like everybody else. I was talking to a fitness coach today and they've put weight on. And they're a fitness coach. And I'm like, it's fine. It's just what it is. It's just lockdown. It's just what it is. But in this video, I wanted to just cover a couple of things that I do to try and get out of that slump, if you like. And so the first and foremost thing, really, is just to pick one thing. Pick one thing that you want to accomplish today or tomorrow or the next day. That's it. Don't overcomplicate life. Just do the one thing. And I'll tell you what, if you just did that one thing consistently every single day, you would be wealthy. And that therein lies the problem, is that we, for some reason, have this inability to do the one thing that we need to do. Now, I know what you're thinking. I've got so much to do, Dan. I haven't got time just to do one thing. I need to do 50 things today. And I get that. But I want to mean, do one major thing. Do something that's going to move you forward in life by a significant margin. I mean, we've all got little things to do. Pick keys up, drop keys off, organise a collection, organise a delivery. You know, just normal standard business stuff. And I get that. You know, you're going to do the small things, aren't you? Let's face it. Unless, like, you can't get out of bed and it's that bad. In which case, if you can't get out of bed, just do one thing, which is get out of bed, put some clothes on, make yourself look half decent, like you're alive, not a walking dead zombie. And just do that one thing. And you see, this is the thing. It's all interconnected. So, for example, I know that for my diet to improve, all I've got to do is start running, literally. And I'm really struggling running right now, okay? But I know that if I want my diet to improve and the weight loss to come off, if I start running, what happens is I run for 5 or 10 minutes and I'm out of breath, and then I think to myself, oh my gosh, I'm so unfit. Why am I eating all this bad food, then running? Why don't I actually eat good food, and then the running, I'll get a better benefit, and then I won't feel as bad. And so it's all interconnected. It's like a taut piece of string, but when you pull, when you yank on that piece of string, it pulls everything. I mean, this is string theory 101 right here, in case you wondered. We're all interconnected, and everything is interconnected, both physically from our atoms and in time as well. The thing that you do today will have some kind of repercussions in years to come. You know, if you tell your current partner to jog on tonight and that you're leaving, needless to say, a pretty big example, but needless to say, that is a life-changing event that's going to change your life significantly. But also, downloading the 27 property sourcing training, might as well plug that. If you do that, that also has the potentiality of changing your life from going in this direction to going in this direction. And that's the point. That's why we recommend just doing one thing. Because that one thing is the thing that's going to change your life fundamentally. Now, by the way, if you are able to get that one thing done, that's awesome. Well done. And if you're able to do that by 11, 12 o'clock at night, wonderful. Then you can pick another thing to go do and go get that one done. And then you go pick another thing to do. Or do you know what? Sometimes the thing that you need to do is nothing at all. You want to go play on the Xbox? Go play on the Xbox. I mean, right now, during pandemic, I play on the Xbox. Sometimes I play twice a day. Sometimes around lunch. Sometimes on an evening as the little one's just gone up to bed. Have a little quick fix, 15 minutes. You just need to go do whatever it is that you need to go do. And don't feel bad. Don't feel guilty about it. You want to go watch The Office? Go watch The Office. You want to binge watch it for 3 hours? Go binge watch it for 3 hours. As long as you have a plan to get that one major thing done, that right there, it's a thing that's going to move your life forward. So first of all, you've got to identify what are the things. Going to a gym for me right now is so difficult. And it's not like I have to even go anywhere. It's in the basement, for goodness sakes. I just have to get my lardy ass onto a treadmill. 5 or 10 minutes, get into a routine, and just do that one thing. And then suddenly, everything else that's kind of following that just falls into place. It gets tugged in line, because we are, you know, super string theory, like real life super string theory. Everything's interconnected. Alright, I hope that's useful. I am off to pick up the little one from school. Hope you have had a wicked day, and we will speak to you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Stay safe. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.